Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Darry Davis here at Higher Heights Ministry Center, right here in the city of Danville, Virginia. You are about to hear a phenomenal message. I want you to subscribe and I want you to share it and be blessed.
Grace and peace, my brothers and sisters. This is Bishop Tim Beard, hoping you're having a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us in our podcast. I pray that this message inspire, uplift, and build you up throughout your day. In Jesus' name.
The Holy Ghost has prompted me to give you a word, amen, to wake us up, to spark us, to make us aware of the time that we are living in. As I foresay, amen, said before, this is perilous times. Amen. While you're doing certain things to get ready to live, and we teach and we preach a holistic message here that you can have, thank you, you can have what you say, you can live your best life. Sometimes we are so concerned, so busy, getting everything in line, we forgot to check our spirit. The Holy Ghost prompted me today to talk to you about checking your spirit. What's going on with your spirit? What is the temperature of your spirit? How are you operating in the spirit? We're taking temperatures for fevers. We're checking things, but how are you in your spirit? I think it was the other Sunday, he wanted me to reintroduce us back to Christ. There is an element that we're not taking enough time in the church, the spirit of God. The spirit of, somebody say the spirit of God. Man has get to a place where a man can be so smart, so intelligent, that they know how to emanate and portray church. But there's only one spirit of God. And it moves. Yeah. I said it moves. Whether we want to acknowledge it or not, it moves. Yeah. Whether we want to accept it or not, it moves. Yeah. Whether we allow it in our churches or not, it moves. Somebody said it moves. It moves, it moves, it moves. The Spirit of God moves, it moves, it moves. It don't stay the same. It moves, and when it moves us. And if we're in a place where we're not being moved by the Spirit, it's time to check our spirit. Let's go into Word of God. Psalms 51. Psalms 51. We're going to lift up two scriptures real quickly. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to bring your mind not on your bank account, not on your home, your car. I need you now turn to your spirit. Somebody said, the spirit. David recognized that he had plenty of money. David recognized that he had a palace. David recognized that he was king and he was anointed. But he found himself in a situation where he had to check his spirit. Found himself in a sinful situation that he let his flesh start leading him. His flesh started guiding him. And how many know, and be honest in here, if you allow your flesh to guide you, it'll guide you all the way to hell. Well, let's be honest in here. Your flesh tell you eat something you know the doctor said not to eat. Your flesh will tell you go places you know you have no business being in. Your flesh will talk and run your mouth when the Holy Ghost said, please be quiet. The flesh would never be subject unless we, that in the spirit, let the spirit lead us. How many know we got to be spirit led? Come on, somebody tell somebody spirit led. Not flesh-led, spirit-led. Your spirit must lead you. Your flesh will guide you, amen, all the way into destruction. Let's read Psalms 51. I feel like talking. Is that all right to talk today? Amen. 51 and 7. Amen. Said, purge me, hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear the joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew. Somebody said a right spirit. If there's a right one, there must be a wrong one. Amen. He would have never said right if there wasn't a wrong spirit. We're going to talk about that. Amen. Renew the right spirit within me. 11th verse is so important. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Take not the Holy Spirit. You can have the house, but don't take the Holy Spirit. You can have the car, but don't take the Holy Spirit. Some friends I need to let go, but don't you take the Holy Spirit. I got money in the bank. You can have it, but don't take your Holy Spirit. You may have your seat in the presence of the Lord. I'm going on through here, brother. Amen. Because the Lord troubled me because the church is not taking enough interest in the Holy Spirit. Building big buildings, but no spirit. Mega church, but no spirit. Churches that have been built for years celebrating anniversaries, but no spirit. Oh, somebody gonna get mad at me. Somebody gonna go off the channel today. But I tell you, I'm gonna tell it. You might have a good singer, but I want the spirit. I need somebody to holler the spirit. I'm going to try to calm down, brother pastor. Amen. But the Holy Ghost is dealing with us on the spirit. Yeah. Why is it that the saints are all over the place? Why is there moods all over the place? The spirit of God governs us, regulates us. Am I right about it? Yeah. Okay, we must be interested. Amen. Introduced to the spirit as well. I want to go back to, you don't have to turn with me, but let's go back to Genesis 1. Show you how important the spirit is. Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Verse 2. The earth was out form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the earth. And the spirit of God moved. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Third verse said, and God said, let there be light. So now it gets me to thinking that his spirit began to move. And when the move of God comes, the voice of God comes. Because if that was the case, God would have said, let there be life. Then the spirit moves. But the spirit moved upon the face of the water. And then God said, let there. That lets me know it is the breath of God. It is the voice of God. The spirit is the voice and the breath of God. He said, let us make man. And he breathed into man life. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to slow down. I'm trying to calm down because, amen, we are dead men walking because of the simple fact we're in our flesh and we're walking around. But until the Spirit of God enter a man, he can begin to live. Am I right about it? You can be religious and still be dead. You can know the scriptures and still be dead. Oh, you know all the hymns, you know all the songs and the praise and worship, you know all the moves and you know how to dance and shout. But until you receive the Spirit of God on the inside, you are dead. Oh, man. Pastor, Bishop, amen. Why are you talking like that? Because it's going to take the Spirit of God to move us to the next dimension. It's going to take the Spirit of God. Amen. Come on, somebody. When the rapture comes, it's going to be the Spirit of God to take us out of here. Am I right? The Bible declares the same Spirit that quickened Jesus is going to quicken our mortal bodies. That lets you know, amen, if you don't have the Holy Ghost living on the inside, you ain't moving nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. Oh, somebody said, oh, I got a touch of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It rains on the just as well as the unjust. But until you accept it and be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout the Holy Ghost. I know this is a hard message. And I might not get too many amens or thumbs up. Amen. But you got to have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You can't attend church and just say, I'm a member and that's all I do. Amen. Haven't you noticed God shut down all the churches? But guess what? Whatever you do, don't take your spirit from me. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Whatever you do, don't leave my temple. Come on, somebody. It's going to be the breath of God, the Holy Ghost. The Bible declares, amen. For God is a spirit. God is a spirit. John 4 said, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit. Come on, spirit and in truth. You can't even worship God in your flesh. How many know God don't even accept your flesh in worship? Let no flesh glory in the presence of God. If you're going to come the right way, you got to come in the spirit. You got to come in truth. You got to say, not I, but it's the Christ that lives inside of me. I die, you live. Yeah. It's the Spirit of God. Yeah. Amen. And the enemy, amen, wants us to believe that we can offer God anything. Let's go back to Cain and Abel. How many know there is a sacrifice that is accepted and there's a sacrifice that won't be accepted? Come on, somebody. Amen. I can play, I can sing, amen, but if you don't do it in the spirit, it won't be accepted. Am I right about it? Oh, I can curve and I can swerve. I wish I could sing like that. I wish I could swerve and curve and hit all the right notes, but I can't. That ain't my calling. I can't do that. But guess what? If I could just say a word, I'll say it in the spirit. I'll do it in the spirit. If I preach, let me preach in the spirit. If I usher, let me usher in the spirit. If I run around the church, I want to be in the spirit. Oh, if I beat the drums, let me be in the spirit. Because what? Whatever you do in the spirit, God honors it. Somebody don't want to hear this word because guess what? We've been doing it so long in the flesh and had locked God out of his own service. God want to use and move in the spirit, but this is what we do. And we got to do it before 11:15. And we got to do that before 11:30. And we know how to do everything. But when the Spirit of God get to moving, yeah, I said when the Spirit of God get to moving, you ain't got to wait on a preacher, because every now and then you jump up on your feet and you say, thank you, God. You raise your hand when nobody is raising it. You run around the church and nobody's chasing you. Why? Because the Spirit of the God moves on the inside. David said like this, Lord, have mercy. Whatever I do, don't take your spirit, because I realize it's your spirit that makes me alive. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's your spirit. I want to do it in the spirit. I want to do it in the spirit. I want to do everything I do in spirit and in truth. If I don't sing like all the other singers, as long as I do it in the spirit, let it be pleasing in your ear. Let it be pleasing in your sight. Do I have a witness in here? You want it to be pleasing? My word worship, I wanted to please God. My praise, I want to please God. I want, when I come in this house, that he be pleasing with my service. Because guess what? I'm not doing it of myself. I'm doing it because the Spirit is moving me to get the job done. And when God moves in his house, everybody, everybody, you, everybody, feel a touch from the move. Somebody see it. Clap your hands and see it. Woo. I said, everybody, feel the move. Everybody is touched by the move. Let me tell you what 2 Corinthians said. 3:6 says, who also have made us able to minister of the New Testament, not of the letter. Y'all hear what I just said? Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth. The letter has no power. The letter is dormant. The letter is there, but it's the Spirit that gives life. Somebody said, I'm so glad I know what I know. I know what I know. And when I know what I know, and the Spirit gets what I know, it makes me alive. That means I can read in the Bible. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But when the Spirit comes, the Lord is my shepherd. It alive. It brings it alive. Y'all remember the story? Y'all ain't with me today. Y'all, Sister Crystal, y'all remember the story? Growing up in the, amen, when we was kids, it was Pinocchio. Wanted Pinocchio. The man made a wooden doll called Pinocchio, and he had to govern it by moving it around. It could not move on its own. It took the puppet master to move it. And the thing Pinocchio wanted was, I want to be a living boy. I want to be a boy. Somebody said, when it came about, he became a boy. It was the Spirit that raised him up to become that boy. Some of us have been walking around with people who are our puppet masters, telling us what to do, how to do, when to do, what to do. But Jesus, one day, James Cleveland said like this, I went to a meeting one night and my heart wasn't right and something got a hold of me. Lord have mercy. I'm from the old church. They call us holy rollers. Because every now and then in the service, the Holy Ghost will hit you and it will quicken you. Just like that quake this morning. I said it will quicken you. Where is the quickening? In the church. Every now and then, you say, Upsha, it should quicken your body. And before you know it, you run around the church. Before you know it, rolling in the floor. Before you know it, you're hollering and screaming. You're clapping and jumping. Why? Because the Spirit came on the inside and moved you. I remember a story. Can I tell you a real story? I grew up in the church and we didn't have a whole lot of money. And because we didn't have a whole lot of money, y'all know Issa, amen, everybody wanted a new suit. I said a new suit. Back in Easter, and my mother had three boys. That means there was three suits that she had to buy in order for have an Easter Sunday morning suit. And I was in the church, filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah, jumping and shouting, but I wanted an Easter suit. Well, I got my Easter suit. Yeah, I laid it on the bed. I declare, flesh rules up, rose up. And I said, I'm going to look mighty nice in this Easter suit. Yeah. I laid out my tie. I got my shoes shine. I couldn't wait to get to church with my new Easter suit. Yeah. Easter Sunday morning, it came about. I got dressed. I was clean. I said, y'all, I was clean. And I knew I was. I went into church, and when I got there, I said, I ain't dancing today because I'm too clean. I ain't going to shout today because brother looking real nice. Y'all ain't with me because I knew I had it going on. Yeah, I ain't going to do all that today because I didn't want to get my suit sweaty and I didn't want to get my shirt wrinkled. So I sit right there. The service got started. I held my seat. They got to dancing. I said, no, 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 because you're looking mighty nice. I'm going to hold my seat. But something. Yeah. I said, something hit me. I said, it hit me. I forgot about the shoes. I forgot about the tie. I forgot about the suit. I found myself rolling on the floor. Look at today and say, when the Spirit moves, you got to move. Y'all remember that song? Say, you got to move. You got to move. When the Lord gets ready, you got to move. You may be rich, you may be poor. They didn't even spell out poor. They said, poor. That means you poor than poor. You real poor. But when the Lord gets ready, you got to move. Look at you and say, check your spirit. Check your spirit. Where is your thermometer? Check your spirit. Because your spirit will get you up in the morning. And your spirit will say it's a good day. It will override your flesh. I said it will override your flesh. Because the flesh, it want to be loud. And it want to be heard. But sit down, flesh. I said, sit down, flesh. And let your spirit rise up in you. And say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will. Flesh, you will. Flesh, you will. You will rejoice. You will lift your hand. I'm going to know every now and then. You got to command your hands. Get up, hands. God's been good to you. Move, legs. God's been good to you. Look at today and say, check your spirit. Check your spirit. What's governing you? What's ruling you? What's taking charge of you? Come on, somebody. Let's be real in here. Flesh and did so much that now it's running your whole life. Flesh said you ain't got to go to church, you don't go. Flesh said you ain't got to pay tithes, you don't pay them. Flesh says you got a headache, sit down somewhere. Flesh said they looked at you crazy, you got attitude. Flesh said they don't like you, you believe it. Flesh will lead you to destruction. And beloved, whether we believe it or not, you ain't got to comment. You ain't got to say nothing. But not only flesh runners outside, it's coming on in the church. And flesh is just running everything. Running everything. I put it on because I think it's comfortable. I just put it on and wear it. It's my clothes. You can't tell me nothing about it. What happened to the spirit saying, don't put that on, baby? What happened to conviction? What happened to some restriction in the Holy Ghost? You don't need your pastor following you everywhere you go. The Holy Ghost is supposed to be with you everywhere you go. When you listen to the spirit, it will keep you out of danger, trouble. Keep you out of the den of sinning. And because the Holy Ghost would say, how many know the Holy Ghost is a convictor? It will convict you. Oh, yeah, let me say it again. I know that's old school. The Holy Ghost is there to convict you as well. So don't say that. Don't say that. And then when you say it, the Holy Ghost said, go get it right now. I'm for that. That where the Holy Ghost guides you. Holy Ghost said, check yourself. I tell you, one time I realized that, and I can always be transparent. When I got the wrong spirit, and I said, he said the right spirit and the wrong. When I have the wrong spirit, how many confess that we have the wrong spirit sometime? Okay, you right, but I have the wrong spirit sometime. I had to check myself and say, get it together. It's you. Get it together. Get your spirit under subjection. The Holy Ghost said, that was wrong. How you said that. That was wrong what you did. Now you can go past the spirit and do what you want to do, but the spirit ain't gonna never lie. You heard what I just said? I said the spirit ain't gonna never lie. It's gonna tell you the truth. Whether you get mad or I ain't hearing what they say. That's the devil. But the spirit said, get it right. Sometimes it ain't what you say, it's how you say it. You might be saying the right thing, but how you say it. Say it with all that attitude. You said it right. You said the right thing, but you said it wrong. So every now and then you gotta say, you know what? Hold up. The Holy Ghost said, get it right. It is your spiritual police. Can I say it like that, Brother Terrence? The Holy Ghost is our spiritual police to make sure we abide by the rules and the commandments of God. If you don't have a police to police you, you will do any and everything you want to do. Now, you say, I don't really need it. If Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, needed the Spirit to come on the inside of him while he was walking on earth, don't you think you need it? I hate to see me without the Holy Ghost. What a mess. Guess what? I've seen me without the Holy Ghost. What a mess. I was off the chain. Me without the Holy Ghost, you wouldn't even like me. But I'm so glad the Holy Ghost come on the inside and makes me who I am. Look at your neighbor and say, check your spirit. I know this ain't a popular message, but every now and then you need to check your spirit. I said it on our morning devotion. While you driving home, Lord, give me in the right spirit. Come on, Lord. Give me in the right spirit. I need to be in the right spirit. Come on. You know what I got to face today. Give me in the right spirit. When the Holy Ghost comes, it moves on us. The Bible declares the body without the spirit is dead. The body without the spirit is dead. When the spirit leaves a man, it's just a body. We understand that, right? That when we go to funerals, the spirit is gone. The body of a man is still here, but the spirit is gone. What made him or her or him, is gone. Only thing is left is the house that held them. You understand what I'm saying? That's why the devil wants us to spend so much time on his body and forget the spirit, because it's the spirit of a man that makes a man. He might be pretty. Lord, that brother is pretty. But with the wrong spirit, he's a manipulator, abuser. Am I right? She might be fine. I mean, got them eyelashes popping. Oh, I side note just for a minute. How can you see with all them eyelashes? That was a side note. Do it hurt? Can you see? What do you need them for? Can anybody explain why you need all them lashes like that? That just, I'd be scared to eat for somebody with lashes like that. Because one of them jokers might fall up in my tater salad. I side note, I'm just saying. But we spend so much time on the body and forget the spirit. It's what's on the inside, beloved. That's why the songwriter says something on the inside working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Something on, because what's on the inside is going to eventually show up. Am I preaching good? Am I teaching good? You mad at me today? One thing I realize, if we don't get the spirit right, the body will never get right. That's why it contradicts me. You said, I got the Holy Ghost, spirit working on me. And you just mean as a cobra snake on the outside. Something wrong with that. Because what's on the inside? If love on the inside, love coming on the outside. If you have a sweet disposition on the inside, it's coming on the outside. I'm going to be real to him. That's why some people ain't, they're not, you know, I could be, might not be the handsomest man on planet Earth, but my spirit is nice. Ladies, if you're looking for a real man, look what's on the inside of a man. Because the outside will line up. Is that right? Fellas, if you're looking for a good woman, what's on the inside of her? Come on, get past all the mascara, all the lipstick and all that stuff. What's on the inside? That's who you're going to have to live with, is that right? Because when she wash her face and put on her nightcap, that's the real woman you're sleeping with. That's her. Look at you, they would say, that's her. I ain't say her, I said her. That's her. That's him. Is that right? When I go to church, spirit should need to be connecting with spirit. Not flesh and flesh. Spirit and spirit. That's why when the saints shook their hands, they were quickened. Because the spirit from you quickened with my spirit. I know I'm talking right, because Elizabeth and Mary, when they greeted one another, the Bible says the baby leaped in her belly because the spirit connected with the spirit. Stand to your feet, everybody. Whatever you do, don't take your spirit from me. The devil think you're going to fall down, crumble, because you took that, you took that. Our Pastor David said, if you take the house, I know how to get another one. If you take the car, I know how to get another one. All that stuff don't matter. But whatever you do, don't take your spirit from me. Don't take who I am in the spirit. If you nice in the spirit, you're supposed to be nice every day in the spirit. Don't matter what's going on. Job fought through everything, and he still, in his spirit, said, I'll trust in the Lord. Am I right? That's one thing I love so much, because guess what? The real saints of God is happy with a dime or $1 million. We still happy. Because it ain't based on what we got. It's based on who we know. Am I right? Baby, when you driving home in your car and you got yourself, and it's just been a day, it's been a day, it's been a day, it's been a day. Calm yourself down and say, you know what? I'm going home. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going home. And guess what? Everybody in there love me, and I love everybody in there. And guess what? We're going to be all right. Your spirit, it makes your spirit alive. Is that right? Raise that hand. Raise that hand.
Thank you for tuning in to our podcast. If you would like to make a donation, you may do so via Cash App or PayPal at $HHMC or higherheightsmc@gmail.com. Thank you. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Remember to like and share. And if you would like to stay connected, please subscribe to our podcast. Also, please follow us on social media through Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Or visit us in person. We are located at 236 Parker Road in the great city of Danville, Virginia. If you would like to give to our ministry, please click on the link below. Thank you again and enjoy your day.